Hello, welcome to the first episode of FM I-20, called Fading Friendships. It's about how a girl struggles to maintain the friends she had back home after she studies abroad. I hope you enjoy. Story number one. Back off, I plunged into my bed and opened WeChat to see others' posts. One photo attracted me. It was a screenshot of Carol's chat history with Jeff. In the chat history, they joked and sent laugh emojis. My closest two friends, who I began hanging out at 6 years old, became closer, and I was not their close friend anymore. For the thousandth time, I again thought, was everything worth it? Was it worth it that I abandoned my favorite food carts, my favorite red brick campus, my favorite city, and even my favorite family and friends for this education overseas? 2. When I was in middle school, my middle school had an exchange sister school in Chicago. Back then, given my school performance, it was certain that I would qualify as an exchange student. However, I didn't choose that path. I chose to independently apply for American high schools. Now, Carol and Jeff were students at that exchange school. On social media, every day Carol worked out, did makeup, took fabulous pictures, while Jeff trained as an equestrian. It seemed as if they never worried about their school stuff. While the other two became blogger and equestrian, I stayed up every night for school and worked extra hours for my extracurriculars. I chose a different path. Ever since, my life also became diverged from theirs. I closed my eyes and thought of the last time when we met. 3. The last time we saw each other, Carol laughed and told me, I'm thankful. Charlotte, if it hasn't been you not coming with us to the same school, there was no way I would talk to him. I only started noticing Jeff because I remember you were a good friend with him in elementary school and middle school. Rather than me trying to warm the atmosphere like always, I was more like an outsider. I watched the other two took selfies and had inside jokes. I just stood there and smiled awkwardly. It was my birthday today. Yet again a birthday alone. I did not want to celebrate it with people who I only lukewarmly knew. I had fried chicken and sat next to the window for 3 hours until the store was about to close in the evening. Stepping out of the restaurant, I put on my earbuds. Where should I go? 4. Where should I go? My life, family, friends. Where should they go? Until it was early morning the next day, neither Carol or Jeff told me happy birthday. And we were the best trio back then in the middle school. But I will always tell them happy birthday every year. I curled up under the sheets and wept. 5. I wanted to pick a fight with them and tell them I was sad. 10 years of friendship have faded to this, only because we didn't see each other for 2 years. I sat down and typed a long message on my phone. I wrote, I was sad that you did not talk to me anymore. I wrote, I was sad that you did not remember my birthday. I said, I was sad that the three of us now became the two of you. I did not send. Maybe there was no need for me to hold on to this. Me in another space and time, that me with short temper. Did she already hit the send button? Would she get a satisfactory response? Would her friendship be remedied? I wanted to know, but now I did not. I did not know, and I would not find out. 6. It was nice weather today. I tossed my head and saw the sky. It was blue with fluffy clouds, just like the sky I saw 4 years ago when I hurried to the airport for my flight to SFO for the first time.